The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yet again, our reading from the Acts of the Apostles reads a little bit like someone's slideshow. Here we went to Derbe, and here we went to Lystra, and all of those things. But again, as is common in this section of the Acts of the Apostles, there are little golden nuggets hidden in along with the travelogue. We find Timothy, how Paul met Timothy, who accompanied him on many of his trips, and who he wrote one of the letters to, and who died a martyr. And we find something very interesting. Remember how St. Paul gave St. Peter grief for, not being consistent about how he treated the Christians of Gentile origin, and he resisted Peter to his face. Well, look at St. Paul. He had Timothy circumcised because it would have caused scandal to the Jews of that area. So Paul wasn't that consistent either. But besides that, notice how they were led by the Holy Spirit on where to go and where not to go. And that's quite interesting. So when you're reading the Acts of the Apostles and you get to the travelogue part, don't just skip over it. Look for those little gold nuggets which can tell you a good many things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.